I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands rallied around the United States over the weekend asking the U.S. government to get more involved in the genocide in Darfur, Sudan. That's where more than 200,000 people have been killed since 2003. Persecution Project Foundation's Ed Lyons says the rally may not be able to speed up peace in the region. Despite his pessimism, their work is continuing.
We are having an outreach to both the Muslims and to the Christians who are being displaced. We're seeing it as a wonderful opportunity of seeing the Lord work in the lives of these Muslim people in particular who are fleeing the genocide, and they're getting help from us, as Matthew 25 tells us to do.
Meanwhile, Wycliffe Bible translators Brian Hodgkins says their team dedicated New Testaments in the 158th and 159th Papua New Guinea languages on April 15th. The dedication marks a half century of work in the diverse region. Hodgkins explains the longevity of their work stems from a partnership mindset with the indigenous church.
We bring skills of linguistic and translation methods and literacy and the other things that we're involved in. But we have to rely very heavily on the local Papua New Guineans to be the experts as far as the language is concerned.
And Greater Europe Missions Euro team has more requests for their Teaching English as a Foreign Language teams, or TEFL, than people to meet the needs. Team leaders say the program is an effective tool for evangelism. When feasible, teachers share their testimonies. Reading lessons using the gospel, students are invited to church and social events and are given tracts or Bibles in their own language. Pray for more workers to join the teams in order to meet the needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book Seeds of Spiritual Lineage at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get them at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.